Now, allergies, food allergies, is something we've spoken about a fair bit on the show because there's definitely been a massive rise in the number of young children with food allergies, and some of it is life-threatening. Schools have a lot of rules around what you can and can't put in the kids' lunchboxes. No peanut butter, no muesli bars when they've got nuts in them. And Australia does have the highest rate of childhood food allergy in the world. Around 1 in 10 infants and 1 in 20 children over 5 years of age have an allergy. But the big question, why? And for many years, people thought that perhaps the rise in cesarean births might have something to do with it, something about not being exposed to bacteria in the birth canal from a natural birth. A new study, though, has looked closely at this, and the lead researcher, Associate Professor Rachel Peters, from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute, is on the line for us now. Rachel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So what have you found? Is there a link between C-section births and the rise in childhood allergies?
So we actually found that being born by a cesarean delivery did not increase the baby's chance of developing food allergies. And there was also no difference in the likelihood of food allergy if the cesarean was an emergency or elective procedure.
And the theory was that it had something to do with what the babies are exposed to in the birth canal.
Yeah, that's correct. So factors related to microbial exposure are linked to developing allergies, and cesareans were one of those factors. So there are millions of microbes and bacteria in our bodies, and this is called the microbiome. And babies who are born by a cesarean have less exposure to their mother's microbiome, and this can influence the development of the immune system, potentially predisposing them to allergies. However, from our research, it doesn't appear that this plays a major role in the development of food allergy.
So this is pretty important information, because that has been one of the theories, and it's not just here in Australia that we've had a big rise in childhood allergies. It's been across the Western world.
Yeah, that's right. And the previous research on this had been quite mixed, and that was partly because previous studies hadn't used very robust measures of food allergy, or they had not linked their study data to very detailed information on a child's birth. So in this particular study, we've measured food allergy using the gold standard, and we've also linked our study data to all the information that a hospital collects when the child is born. So we've had some really strong data to show this.
So extensive research, and you've done it across the board, so conclusive, you would say?
It's difficult to say whether anything is actually conclusive in research to some degree or not. At the moment, I think this is some of the strongest evidence. So, I would hope that these findings would be very good news for families and expectant mothers as well, and provide some reassurance that if they need or choose to have a cesarean delivery, that there's not going to be much of an increased risk of food allergy in their children.
One less thing to feel guilty about, as we love
the
parent guilt gets piled on from every single direction.
Yeah.
So one less thing to feel guilty about, which is a good thing. But it doesn't answer the question, though, Rachel, about why we do have this rise in children suffering from food allergies. Because, again, there's been the theory that because, you know, kids aren't exposed to playing in the mud, that we're clean freaks these days. Is that still a theory that holds some water?
Yes, it absolutely does. So there are a number of things that are related to a child's risk of developing food allergy. We can't just pin it on one particular factor, but what you've just described there, we do still have some evidence to show that children who grow up around pet dogs or who grow up with older siblings, they're exposed to more microbes in the environment, and that has been shown to be protective against food allergy. We also know that eczema plays a role, so children or babies with eczema are more likely to develop a food allergy. And we also know that the diet plays a role, so we've got good evidence that introducing allergenic foods such as a smooth peanut butter or well-cooked egg into the baby's diet in the first year of life can help to prevent food allergies.
Yeah, because we've spoken to you in the past about that research, and it's pretty incredible. 30% of peanut allergy and 90% of egg allergies naturally resolve by 6 years of age, which is a higher rate than first thought.
Yeah, that's right. That was some other really good news to come out of the Health Nut study, which is a research project that I'm involved in. So even though Australia does have a high prevalence of food allergy, reassuringly, we've shown that 90% of egg allergy is naturally resolving by around 6 years of age, and 30% of peanut allergy.
Now, Lauren texted in earlier wanting to ask if the foods that pregnant women are told not to eat during pregnancy, could that be a possible reason for the increase in food allergies?
Yeah, that's a really good question. At the moment, there isn't strong evidence that what the mother eats during pregnancy has an impact on the child's likelihood of developing allergies. So the current advice at the moment is that women don't need to change their diet during pregnancy in order to prevent food allergy.
But they do need to consider certain foods, obviously, like uncooked eggs and uncooked fish, that still stands.
Absolutely. So that's for a different reason.
Yes.
So, I mean, they need to avoid the deli meats and the raw egg and the raw seafood to prevent other types of infections that can harm a baby. But from a food allergy perspective, women don't need to restrict their diet at this stage.
And if people have children in their lives, children or grandchildren who do have food allergies, what's your advice to them?
Our advice is to follow the advice that they're given by their treating physicians and healthcare practitioners. So it's really important that they understand how to avoid the allergens in their diet and understand how to treat allergic reactions if they do occur. And if there's any confusion there, then families should contact their healthcare professionals for more advice.
Yeah, because that advice, as we've seen, has changed over the years. So to keep up to date on that, absolutely. Interesting research as always, Rachel. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you for having me.
Rachel Peters there, lead researcher from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute. And, yep, they've found, she says, it's not conclusive, but it's pretty conclusive findings regardless. The first time we've had research at this scale to take a look at the possible link between cesarean births and the rise in food allergies. And the studies found that there is no link. And hopefully that takes away some of that guilt that does get piled on and piled on and piled on.